you. We are back as a Ogden School Board this Thursday evening, June the 4th. All board members are present, along with our business administrator, our superintendent, Paula, and Jer Bates. Grateful for those four employees and all they do for the Ogden School District. And we just came out of a closed session in which we previously had had evaluations with regards to our superintendent and his contract as far as extending it for another year, and then our evaluation as far as the our pay structure regarding our superintendent and our business administrator. So with that, enough of a preamble, I'm looking for a motion which will make sense.
For president, not to sound greedy, but it's 2 years. Two-year contract.
It's a two-year, but isn't it?
It's a one-year extension.
Basically, you want to make. Here's my suggestion: that the motion be to appoint the superintendent for another two-year term, effective July 1.
Right. Share that. Yes. Thank you. Like I said, Joyce will make this.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve the superintendent's contract for another 2 years, to include full performance pay.
I'll second
July,
that.
Effective July 1.
Motion was made by Joyce, second by Doug. Any comments? I'll say we're grateful to have our superintendent in our district.
Yep. Well, Joyce made the motion.
And Doug made
Doug
the second.
Seconded.
Any other, no other comments? We, are those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? You don't count.
Well, thank you. May I, Board President?
What's your? Here they come for you now, Rich.
Yeah.
Emergency personnel driving by. I just want to express my sincere gratitude. I mean, truly, sincerely. I am humbled and honored to work with each of you and to work for and serve the Ogden School District and the Ogden community. I thoroughly enjoy the complexity of the challenge at times. I had a colleague approach me and said, did you ever really think your first 3 years as superintendent would be as full with so many things that don't normally occur or with so many challenges? And to that, I feel like I've learned and you've given me the opportunity to grow in those experiences. Everything from, the colleague said this, you came on and that first bond that failed was just a punch to the gut, so to speak. And but we recovered from that. We put together an engagement strategy, working with many people and board support, and we were able to get another bond passed. And then the second year, we end up with a debacle of an assessment season. You know, as we put things into place, and all of a sudden, state assessments aren't going to be reflective of, or at least their results have been severely compromised. And then, of course, it goes without saying what we're facing in terms of COVID-19. But it's I wouldn't say as challenging as those things have been. I'm proud of the employees that I get to rub shoulders with every day, and with all of you as we navigate that. I wouldn't choose anyone else to experience this and work together to navigate these challenges.
Don't forget the earthquake.
Thank you, the earthquake. How could I forget the earthquake?
See, now it's all easy from now on.
Yeah, right? It has to be. And, yeah, and as I mentioned in that text that I sent, never before in my professional career did I think that I was going that day to enact pandemic protocols, only to be interrupted to enact earthquake and emergency protocols. Such has been the experience. But again, I am sincerely grateful for your support in as we navigate these challenges. And I feel like we have been, as a district, successful in navigating these challenges because of you and your leadership and the devoted employees of the and volunteers of the Ogden School District. So thank you.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, back to me. So I'd like to make it. There's the dog again. He doesn't get a vote.
Bring the dog back.
I'd like to make a motion that our business administrator, we approve a 2-year contract.
No, just the performance.
Oh, just the
performance. Mine was renewed in January.
Okay. her performance pay.
Perfect. Well said. Motion's been made for business administrator to receive the performance pay, and a second by Nancy. Any other comments? Again, we're fortunate to have two individuals who are highly sought of and thought of throughout the state, as they're constantly getting requests to go serve and be of help somewhere else. That's good.
It's all light.
That's good.
After we get you to a certain level. Yeah.
No, my commitment really is to the Ogden School District.
So motion was made, a second. Those in favor of motion for Zane's performance pay, please say aye.
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 Obviously no one's opposed. So with that, we will end tonight's work session with a formal, do I need to, motion to close the meeting?
You don't really need
them. I know, but I'm on a roll. Someone say Doug, yes.
Yes.
Okay. And those in favor of going home before 9 o'clock, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you, aye. Jennifer. Thanks, Jeremy, for joining us. Thanks, Chair.
Are we done recording on YouTube?